But first, we turn to the burgeoning population of lost and stray animals in southern Nevada. Nevada's Animal Foundation has all the dogs and cats it can handle for the moment. The organization reports that it is filled to capacity and it's imploring the public not to drop off pets at the shelter until this weekend. Here to tell us about overpopulation at the shelter is Andy Bischel, Development Director at the Animal Foundation. Andy, welcome back.
Thank you.
So how many animals are we talking about? What's your capacity and how far over that number are you right now?
Yeah, and it's hard to put a number on it. We typically have 800 to 1,000 animals on campus at any given time. That's between the shelter and adoptions in those areas. And the reason I give a spread is it is constantly changing. It is 110 new animals showing up every day, which is our average. And it tends to be higher in the summer. And that's really where we are right now. We're just trying to really get through September.
How many animals are you having to euthanize each week?
Well, it varies. We haven't had to euthanize a healthy, adoptable pet in over 2 years. Now, that doesn't mean that euthanasia is not happening. It just means every healthy, adoptable animal has had a spot in adoptions, and that's what we're really trying to continue. There are animals that come in either that have severe behavior problems or health problems that are being euthanized, and even ones without severe treatable medical conditions, but we don't have the time, space, or funds for that. Now, that's where we rely on our rescue partners to come and pull those animals out to give them those extra time. So that's part of the process. Again, we're looking for positive outcomes. Positive outcomes being return to owner. Ultimately, what we want. Yeah. We want to do.
What accounts for this overload right now?
You know, it's nothing new. We're doing a better job of getting out there and telling everybody what we need their help with.
Okay, nothing new, and yet you've got the statement. And I don't remember the last time seeing a statement like this from the Animal Foundation.
Correct. Well, and it is. It's a shift in what we're trying to do. We're trying to really give the community an idea of, A, how big the problem is, and then what the solutions are. Spay and neuter is very simple and it's easy to say, but if we can eliminate the unwanted breeding in the backyards, I mean, that's really where, if you have two unspayed or neutered animals and they're having a litter of puppies every year and you get rid of three of the six, but you don't have... You can't get rid of those other ones. We end up with those animals.
Yeah, and are you ultimately, I guess at the end point of this, are you looking then at having to think about things like euthanizing healthy animals down the road?
I think we're going to be okay. We have a big event at the Aria today. We're doing an adoption event. The executives have paid for the adoption fees for their employees. So we've taken 100 dogs and 30 cats down to the Aria today. We're going to have that. We're extending our adoption promotion through the weekend to, again, keep those animals moving. I think we're going to be able to get through it. We just need to really push through September, and then things will slow down.
Yeah, you're asking people to hold off on dropping animals at the shelter until at least this weekend. What's going to change between now and then?
Again, the events, the promotions.
The event is
correct.
Okay, that's going to open some space.
It's a constant flow.
Yeah. You, as you say, you've got this special event coming up this weekend. At the same time, that special is on adult pit bulls and cats. They're animals that are always available in pretty large numbers at the shelters. Aren't these just the animals that are most likely to be lost or abandoned?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And quite honestly, pit bulls are a big issue for us because we get so many in and there are only so many people willing and able to adopt a pit bull.
Mm-hmm. Ultimately, does bringing attention to overcrowding help the Animal Foundation in terms of, I guess, bringing positive publicity to the event in the long run? I mean,
sure.
Is this turning lemons into lemonade?
Sure, it is. And it's really, you know, 4 years ago, we didn't have an externally focused employee. It was, you know, deal with what comes in and do the best you can, but we're really starting to turn some corners. And we recently, just last week, had the UC Davis Shelter Medicine team come in and do an assessment from their original assessment in 2007. So we're trying to move into some new areas where we can really start to balance this process.
Mm-hmm. Andy Bischel is the Development Director at the Animal Foundation. Andy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.